This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Tuesday, February 7th. Well, yesterday the wheat markets were firm to start, but could not hang on to those gains and ended up weaker as the market just slowly dribbled its way lower. So we saw the market close near the low of the day in Chicago. Kansas City and Minneapolis were more quiet. They basically just traded an inside day. So not a lot of activity going on in the wheat space, but just generally getting some more weakness developing there. In corn, we were looking at a market that started out weaker and tested the previous day's low and then saw some buying, and it basically closed on the high of the day. So corn not quite ready to roll over yet either. In soybeans, we were weaker there. The market started out kind of flat and then just started to see additional pressure there. Of course, the ongoing harvest in Brazil is weighing on that market. Of course, markets probably will just be relatively quiet here for the next day and a half as we wait for the supply-demand report that's out tomorrow at 10 o'clock Mountain Time. We're looking for USDA likely to reduce corn exports again and might even start to shave off some of the industrial use for corn as ethanol production is in the red, number one. Margins have gone negative and gasoline usage has dropped way off. So it's likely that demand for ethanol is going to pull back as well. And that will contribute to just a lower usage for ethanol grind. In wheat, probably shave back a little bit exports there too. They've just been disappointing and below the pace needed to meet USDA's projections. The trade is also expecting USDA to shave Argentine production for both corn and soybeans right around 3 million tons each. Some of the private guys have been more aggressive with their reductions, but rains lately have likely stabilized yield and maybe bumped it up a bit. So it's likely that USDA will be a little conservative as far as ratcheting down production if you still have a chance to improve those yields. We're looking at Stats Canada this morning, put out a report for their December 31 grain stocks, all wheat at 22.294 million tons. That was right at the trade estimate of 22.3 million tons, but it was still up 6.7 million tons over last year. For durum at 3.695 million tons, that was 205 million below the average trade estimate, but up 1.16 million over last year. Canola, 11.356 million tons, that was up 2.5 million tons over last year. And of course, last year was a reflection of the major drought from the summer of 2021, so that explains why they're up pretty significantly in their stocks. Taking a look at weather, we are still looking at this rain system in the southern plains, but it's still hovering over central Texas into the north, covers much of the eastern half of Oklahoma, and then moves over into Missouri and into southern Illinois. So it looks like a pretty good system, and obviously will be welcome in the southern plains, but the far western half of the plains is still in a dry situation. We've still got time, of course. The crop is still, for the most part, dormant, but you're going to start breaking dormancy in the far southern plains here fairly quickly, and you're going to need a drink on that crop. It's very dry, and it's been dry. It was dry when it was planted, not well established. Crop conditions are poor. So, you know, we're all aware of that. The market is aware of that. We're also aware that La Nina is fading and that strongly suggests that you'll have much better systems moving into the southwest. We don't see that developing yet, but the odds are improving for that. In Argentina, back and forth there. We've had some nice rains here a couple weeks ago. Now we're in a stretch of some dryness and some heat here pretty much this week. Then on the weekend, the forecast calls for decent rains to come through, you know, 1/2 inch to 2 inches across the key areas. Then it turns dry again. So, you know, they're trying to get some rain through. Some are coming, and they're kind of just limping along, basically. We need more consistent. We need a little bit better soaking to really bring this crop out of the stress that it's under. And taking a look at Russia, apparently the Russian government informing their farmers that they are not going to be buying wheat for their intervention fund this year. And that compares to last year where they bought 3 million tons. So interesting there. I don't know why they didn't give an explanation. I can't imagine that they're that broke, but that is the case there. So pretty much domestic users or the domestic population is, you know, not going to have that buffer, it would appear, unless the government just has enough. But they've released a fair amount of that into the domestic market. But either way, they're not going to be buying. So that pretty much leaves another 3 million tons of wheat available to the market as we move forward. Also considering Russia, foreign suppliers of sunflower seed to the Russian farmers have informed the farmers that they will not be selling any product to them. They've suspended sales of sunflower seed. I'm sure this is part of the sanctions that have been imposed on Russia pretty much across the board, but that's interesting. Russia doesn't seem too rattled by that. They say they have enough stocks on hand, which they probably do. They've probably slowed down their sunflower exports because of the war and the sanctions, so they probably have plenty of domestic supply on hand. Speaking of Russia, we do expect that USDA probably will increase their export projections for Russia, and maybe not the production. They seem pretty well committed to the 91 million tons, but they are clearly Russia had a record crop. They and USDA acknowledges that, but they've been an aggressive exporter so far through the winter. Weather for the most part has been conducive for them. They've not had the frigid temperatures that have frozen over shallow water ports. So they are still firing on all pistons in the export market. It sure looks like they're going to be able to do that aggressively as we move forward. So that's been a big reason why the wheat market has just been unable to sustain upward momentum. Just the massive competition coming out of Russia. We saw that with Egypt. Russia by far being the cheapest offer to Egypt, who bought 535,000 tons. Algeria is back in the market and pretty much assume that they're going to go back to Russia. So that usurps the French supplies, which normally comes down into Algeria. So Russia dominating the export market, and it's difficult to paint a bullish picture if they're going to be a powerhouse all the way through the end of the marketing year. And same thing with Australia. It's a different type of wheat. They're a soft white wheat, but they are supplying key Asian markets, and they're also supplying feed wheat into key Asian markets for the feed manufacturers, and that is supplanting U.S. corn. That's one of the reasons why U.S. corn has struggled here too. But I will say with corn, typically as we get into March, April, May, that is a better export window opportunity for corn. Brazil typically runs out or runs low on corn available for export, and that should be the case this year as well. That's our best opportunity for corn, for U.S. corn export sales. Now, that said, we're sure going to need it because we are way behind last year on our export sales. And there's a good chance that USDA will ratchet down those projections yet again tomorrow. But either way, corn exports have struggled. And I think that that's going to continue to weigh on this market as we move forward. So, the most important thing here is get the crop report behind us, and that is tomorrow. I think that wheat is going to struggle here. Typically, we put in seasonal highs. If we're rallying into early February, which we are, then usually that establishes a high, a seasonal high. And there have been lots of times where the break, it actually has a name. So this is a pretty dominant seasonal tendency. It's called the February break. You tend to see a big increase in farmer selling as they get, things lined up for their operating loans and get things lined up for land payments, all kinds of reasons that you tend to see an increase in farmer selling. And it's just a pretty strong tendency for the market to sell off during at least the middle part of February, and sometimes that stretches into late Feb. Now, of course, you're going to be breaking dormancy. We're going to be much more focused on the growing season once we get into March. So if the rains have not come, then you'll probably see a snapback. You'll see some weather premium being built back into the wheat market. But before then, I think we're still going to see that February break. And this rally that we've seen, I think, is starting to show signs of struggling already. I think, frankly, we've already seen our sell signal. But if we get a bullish crop report tomorrow, whether it's bullish in corn that pulls wheat, or somehow we pull a rabbit out of a hat and get a bullish wheat report, I think it's a selling opportunity, at least for the short term. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.